Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm here with Dr. Graham from Crossroads Chiropractic up in Meredith, and I'm from our Pembroke location. And we've been talking about kids getting benefits from chiropractic care. And chiropractic isn't just for adults. It's not just for seniors, but it's for everyone.
Yeah, totally. And the thing about it is kids respond so well to getting adjusted because they don't have all the years of bad positioning and bad mechanics and scar tissue and other damages and just all this stuff that even a younger adult, their 20s, will come into us with if it's their first visit with a chiropractor. So when you see a kid, they respond amazingly well, and they respond well in terms of the shape of their spine and how they move and how they function, but function at a deeper level than what people even think. And that's really what we're focusing on today.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I think that parents are most surprised about when they get their kids under chiropractic care is how much better their immune system seems to function. They're either not sick as often, or when they do get sick, they get over it so much quicker.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, my favorite side benefit, if you will, of getting adjusted.
Yeah, and it's really cool because that's something that for years I think was just anecdotal with chiropractic, that most people would say, you know, it's weird, I don't get sick as much anymore. Or, you know, I used to get like every single cold, and now I've, and like what you experienced as a kid too. But you know, when you were a kid, I think it was still, it was just more of a thing that, you know, chiropractors saw so regularly that it was more case studies and anecdotal than anything. But that's begun to even change, I think. And there is some research regarding that, right?
Mm-hmm. There's research that improves white blood cell counts mm-hmm. post adjustment.
Yeah. And I believe that's especially why it'd be so important to come when you're sick, is because specifically you get an increase in the macrophage activity. So what a macrophage is, I always like them because we always thought of them in school as Pac-Man, because they come along and gobble up all the bad stuff that your immune system is clearing out. So they're just kind of like wah, 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 and eating it all up. And so you definitely want more of these when you're sick. And so if you are sick, that's actually a perfect time to get adjusted. Sometimes people will call in and say, I'm not really feeling great. Should I skip coming today and just reschedule for later in the week or something like that? And, our team is always like, no, come on in. Like, they're definitely going to want to see you, because we know when you get adjusted right away, you actually get a huge increase in these white blood cell counts for, three-ish days, I believe, afterwards. And so if you're sick, it's the perfect time to get adjusted.
Absolutely. There was even a pilot study that was done looking at AIDS patients, so people that were HIV positive, and seeing an improvement in their CD4 cell counts in the group that was getting adjusted versus the group that wasn't.
Yeah, that's pretty stunning.
It was a small study, but it was amazing to see the potential.
Yeah, and that's something I think that over time, as more and more research is done, it'd be something that'd be really cool to see what that shakes out in. And obviously, everybody's going to have different results, so it'll be really cool to see what this research shows us. But it is something that for chiropractors, we see really regularly. And if you talk to a friend or family member you have who goes to a chiropractor, ask them about how often they get sick versus when they weren't getting adjusted. Mm-hmm. And you'll probably be surprised to hear like, well, yeah, I don't really talk about it with you or anything like that, but since you asked, and they'll go into it. It's really a cool thing.
Yeah. I remember when we first opened Crossroads, so about 17 years ago, one of my first practice members, she had a trigeminal neuralgia, which is like a face pain mm-hmm. that is an irritation of the cranial nerve that comes out of the base of your neck. And so she started getting adjusted with an upper cervical technique. We were adjusting the top part of her neck very specifically, which got rid of the trigeminal neuralgia. But she continued under wellness care. And I remember about into her third year of care, she said, you know what? Since I've been getting adjusted, I haven't had a single cold. And I just noticed it because everybody in my office is sick.
Wow. See? And I think it's one of those funny things that they didn't come. Most people don't come to our office looking for better immune function. And yeah. I understand. I always tell people, I'm like, I know you first came here because your back hurt. It's okay. I understand. But this is some of the other stuff that could happen. And so it's really cool when they start saying, hey, I've got a surprise. I like don't get sick anymore. Is that normal? And so it's really cool.
Yeah. One of those side benefits of getting adjusted.
Totally.
So another issue that we see parents bring their kids to us for help with is headaches. Now, headaches can happen at any age, but they're particularly common for kids. And I was surprised when looking at the statistics for it, as far as migraines go and recurrent headaches, 10.6% of children 5 to 15 years old and 28% of adolescents between 15 and 19 experience migraine headaches. And I thought that was really high.
Well, I mean, that's how I came to chiropractic. I was someone who had migraine headaches at that age. And the whole deal, like the classic migraines with the auras and, you know, the visual disturbances, and it was really rough. And we didn't go to chiropractor growing up, really. My mom's a registered nurse, and so I definitely grew up more taking medicine and doing stuff like that, because sometimes you need to do stuff like that. But I was definitely overtaking because of my migraines. And eventually, when I was 19, 20 years old, I ended up going to a chiropractor, and it changed things for me really dramatically, because my migraines started to go away. And at first I thought it was kind of like a placebo effect or whatever, but then when I wouldn't go, my migraines would come back. And so I'm like, okay, I need to go to the chiropractor. And that really is what drove me to become a chiropractor, as opposed to going like into medicine in some way, or medical school. It was not that I completely had changed worldviews at that point, but I wanted to be true to what had worked for me. And I wanted to, what connected to me was what worked for me. So I was very, very results oriented. And that's how I ended up a chiropractor, because I was one of these kids.
Wow. Too bad you didn't get checked when you were younger.
Yeah.
There's one case study that I thought was pretty awesome. It was a child that was brought in by his mother for a chiropractic evaluation for chronic headaches that had started at 7 years old. The headaches were described as throbbing, with one severe headache every 7 weeks and 2 to 3 severe headaches every month. And they did an examination. The chiropractor found subluxations at C1, C2, and T4 in the sacrum. And the previous care had been over-the-counter medication, Motrin and Ecotrin, and those weren't particularly helpful. So they had come to this chiropractor, and the chiropractor located the subluxations. Within 1 month, saw this child for 5 visits, and the patient didn't have any headache. And then at the long-term follow-up, 13 months in, the patient had experienced only a couple of mild headaches. And this was someone that was having severe headaches monthly, 2 to 3 times a month. And at 19 months at the follow-up, the patient did not have any headaches in the previous 6 months.
I mean, think about how that changed that kid's life.
Right?
Yeah.
Quality of life.
Yeah, that's huge.
And for the parents, too. Because you feel so helpless when your kids don't feel well.
It's the worst feeling in the world when your kids look at you with helpless eyes, like, why are you not fixing this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible feeling.
Yep. Another thing that we've seen parents come to chiropractic for, oftentimes as a last resort, is breathing issues like asthma.
Yeah, and that's one that I think people really wouldn't expect. But what you have to understand about chiropractic is the spinal cord, of course, is housed in the spine, and there's nerves that literally butt off the spinal cord and come out of your spine to every single organ in your entire body. So if your spine is in optimal position, the brain is all day long controlling all those organs via that nerve pathway, and it can do that. But if you begin to shift the spine into a bad spot, that those messages can become diminished or interrupted, and you start to see those systems function at a lesser level. Mm-hmm. And that can manifest in a lot of ways, ranging from pain or sometimes visceral issues like we see with asthma.
Yeah, we had one little girl. It was a profound change in her asthma when she started getting adjusted. She was on prescription medication. She was on the highest dose of whatever it was that she was allowed to take because she was under 6 years old, and just going to the emergency room monthly. She had made 11 trips to the emergency room in the previous year. And she started getting adjusted, and the asthma attacks went down in frequency. They went down in severity. Her parents decided to get rid of some of the prescription medications, and eventually not even needing an inhaler.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And she's remained pretty asthma-free for several years.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really cool is it's like we saw with the headache case study you just mentioned, or with this young lady, who is actually this one I know in our office.
We know personally, yeah.
Yeah, you know, what's cool about it is not just that the child's symptoms go away, but the long-term outlook. I think that's what I'm really, like, get excited about, that 3 years down the road, you know, this person's still not dealing with asthma in the same way or at all. And, you know, when you think about someone who has a chronic situation like asthma in terms of medical care, you know, they may be on an inhaler their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those things where you start to see this long-term change. And it's pretty stunning. I love it.
The quality of life for this one particular girl, too, she was active. She liked to play soccer. And I remember the victory in her mom's face when she told me how this little girl was able to play soccer in the 80, 90 degree heat at a soccer camp in July and not need her inhaler.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. I love kids. I love helping kids be healthy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And we know parents do too. And so I think it's not that parents don't want their kids to have chiropractic. I think so many people just don't realize that chiropractic can be for kids and that chiropractic is for everybody and not just middle-aged people and older people. Like, it is for kids as well. And I think the more parents that know that, you'll see more kids getting chiropractic care because everybody wants the best for their kids. We know that. And that's why we really want to get the word out there that if you have stuff that your kid is dealing with, it would be worth it to at least get checked. Doesn't mean chiropractic is the answer necessarily, but we could check and see, or a chiropractor in the area could check and see, and it could be a real game changer for their lives.
Absolutely. What we're looking for is subluxation. That is the vertebra in the spine being shifted out of alignment, out of its normal position, and that irritates the nerve, so to speak. So those messages the brain is sending to the body's organs and the body's cells aren't able to get through the way that they should be. And that results in a loss of function of those end organs. And it could be anything from digestive problems to asthma to irritable bowel. Or it could be something simple like neck pain, that it's easy to understand how that might be coming from a misaligned vertebra. But it really all starts with a chiropractic checkup. Find a chiropractor in your area that specializes, is experienced in seeing children. Have your child's spine checked for subluxations, whether there's symptoms or not, because there's a benefit from having a healthy, well-aligned spine during the growing years.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're in our area, we would love to be your family's chiropractor. Crossroads Chiropractic in Pembroke, Meredith, and in Epping. You can give us a call this month for a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. You can find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a ring, 575-9080. That's 575-9080. And until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We can't wait to see you next time here on Half Hour to Health.